This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Allah, we begin by asking you to send your choicest blessings upon our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to grant us his shafa'ah on the day of judgment, the day that it matters, the day of salvation. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you join us with our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the highest levels, ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, we ask you the asking of the one who is weak, the one who is in need, the one who has nobody to turn to but you, ya Allah. We ask you, ya Arhamar Rahimeen, for guidance and for steadfastness in this life, to make us from those who are successful in this dunya and akhirah, ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make easy our affairs, to make easy our life and our death, and to make easy our return to you, ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, we pray that Allah, you grant us success in this dunya, happiness in it, and success and happiness in the akhirah, and to save us from the punishment of the grave. For that of us and our families, Allahumma Ameen. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us from those who are able to help others in all of the difficulties that we and them face, and to be a support for those who are in need, a healing for those who are sick, food and nourishment and sustenance for those who are hungry. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes our wealth that is sufficient and enough for us, enough for others as well. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens our heart to look after the needs of the needy. Allahumma ameen. Ya Allah, we ask you not to burden us with a burden that is too much for us to bear. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, we ask you to grant us success in this dunya and success in the akhirah, to protect us from the punishment of Jahannam. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbu al-afwa fa'afu anna. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbu al-afwa fa'afu anna. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعفو عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعفو عنا. Oh Allah, you are the forgiver, the pardoner of errors. We ask you to forgive us and pardon us our mistakes. You love to forgive and pardon. Oh Allah, for pardon us, ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive us, ya Allah. Oh Allah, wipe clean our slate, ya Allah. Oh Allah, give us a hidayah from you, ya Allah, that turns us to you and not away from you, ya Allah. We ask you, ya Arhamar Rahimeen, to open the doors of good to us in our face and into all that we seek from you, ya Allah. We ask you, ya Arhamar Rahimeen, to make us from those who are happy in this life and happy in the next, and save from the punishment of the grave and Jahannam. Ya Allah, we ask you to open for us the avenues to halal rizq, so that we will be turned away from the haram, ya Allah. Oh Allah, increase us in halal so that we turn away from the haram. We ask you to bless our homes and our families and our children and our relationships, ya Allah. We ask you to bless our wealth and to make it from that which is halal and spent in halal, ya Allah. We ask you, ya Arhamar Rahimeen, to give victory to those who are oppressed in the east and the west of the world, ya Allah. We ask you in particular for our brothers and sisters who are in Palestine, ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you to protect Al-Aqsa, for it needs protection, ya Allah. We ask you to help us, ya Arhamar Rahimeen. We ask you to help us fulfill our duty towards our brothers and sisters who are at a distance from us, ya Allah. Oh Allah, the world and much of it has conspired against them, ya Allah. Oh Allah, allow them to protect their homes and their dignity, ya Allah. Oh Allah, return to them their sovereignty, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Oh Allah, make them from those who are able to withstand the pressures and the tests that have been placed upon them, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make their feet firm and give them steadfastness of heart, Ya Allah. We make dua for the people of Philistine, the people of Aqsa, the valiant, murabit people of these lands, that Allah keeps them holding on to the truth, holding on to their dignity and culture. Ya Allah, we ask you to make them from those who become an example for us to follow, Ya Allah. We ask you to make us from those who are humble when we see the images of them fighting for their cause and for their homes, Ya Allah. We ask you to forgive us our inability and our inability to assist them in more than our dua and with our wealth and charity, Ya Allah. O Allah, we ask you to allow us to be the victor of the orphans, Ya Allah, to be those who bring peace to the small household of these orphans, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we can't change the whole world, Ya Allah, but we're trying to help one or two or more, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we're trying to help a few of our young men and young women, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, give us success in assisting to them in that regard, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, if this is one of the nights of Laylatul Qadr, we ask you to make us from those who are accepted in it. Allahumma taqabbalna innaka antas samiul alim. Rabbana تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سبيلا اهتدى. Oh Allah, guide us and guide others through us and make us reason for people to be guided, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you البر والهدى والتقى. Oh Allah, grant us righteousness and guidance and piety of heart. يا أرحم الراحمين يا ولي المستضعفين. We ask you, Ya Allah, the asking of the one who is in need, the one who is standing before you as a slave before his master, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, if this is Laylatul Qadr, oh Allah, allow us to be from those who have witnessed it and witnessing it, Ya Allah. We ask you to elevate our deeds and to make them greater in value than what we estimate them to be, Ya Allah. We ask you, Ya Akram al-Akrameen, to show us your mercy and compassion, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen. Oh Allah, grant us your mercy and compassion, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive us the sins that bring down your wrath, Ya Allah. O Allah, we ask you to send your blessings upon our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to send your salawat upon him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala join us with our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the highest levels of Jannah, Ya Allah. O Allah, we ask you to give us the shafa'a of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma rizukhna shafa'ata. O Allah, we ask you to bring us closer to our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the Day of Judgment, so that he gives us a drink from Al-Kawthar, a drink that we will never be thirsty from it again. Ya Allah, we ask you to admit us into the highest levels of Jannah and protect us from the punishment of Jahannam. O Allah, admit us to Al-Firdaus Al-Ula, Ya Allah, ma'a al-Nabiyyina wa-Siddiqeen wa-Shuhada'i wa-Saliheen. O Allah, we ask you to grant us good in this life and good in the next and protect us from the punishment of Jahannam, Ya Allah. O Allah, we ask you to give us the death of the martyrs and the salvation that follows with it, Ya Allah. Allow us to be a testimony for the truthfulness of this faith, Ya Allah. O Allah, we prefer you and none to you, Ya Allah. We ask you to protect our homes and our families and our communities and our loved ones, Ya Allah. O Allah, we ask you to protect our loved ones, Ya Allah. Protect them from all harm, from all illness, from all disease, and us with them, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. We ask you to live a balanced life, Ya Allah. Lead us to the balanced Sirat al-Mustaqim, Ya Allah. Help us to be upon its truthness, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, forgive us the sins that bring down your wrath, Ya Allah. We ask you, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, La tu'akhidna in nasina wa akhta'na. Oh Allah, don't hold us accountable when we have made a mistake or have forgotten, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive us our sins, Ya Allah. Forgive us our sins in this blessed month, Ya Allah. Forgive us our sins this blessed month, Ya Allah. Allow us the ability to earn good deeds to cover up our mistakes, Ya Allah. O Allah, grant us good in this dunya, good in the next, Ya Allah. O Allah, grant us good in this dunya and good in the next, Ya Allah. O Allah, forgive us our errors, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen. Ihdina, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen. Guide our hearts to you, Ya Allah. Allahumma ihdina wa ihdibina wa ja'alna sababan liman ihtada. O Allah, guide us and guide others through us and make us reason for people and mankind's guidance, Ya Allah. O Allah, open to us the doors of prosperity, the doors of rizq that have been closed to us, Ya Allah, if they are good for us in this dunya and akhirah, Ya Allah. O Allah, give us what is good in this life and good in the next and protect us from everything other than it, Ya Allah. O Allah, open to us happiness into our homes and with our spouses and into our hearts, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, give us this ease, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us ease and good in our life, ya Allah. Oh Allah, remove the harm by our love for the Qur'an. Remove the harm by our guidance of the Qur'an. Remove sorrow from the hearts by the light of the Qur'an in our chest, ya Allah. Allahumma ij'al Qur'an rabi'a qulubina wa nura sudurina wa dhahaba humumina wa humumina ya arhamar rahimin. Allahumma ihdina wa hdibina wa ij'alna sababan liman ihtada. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلي اللهم وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. I have shared my campaign for seeking to shelter, feed, protect, heal and educate 1,000 orphans. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to complete this either in Ramadan or thereafter. Please, if you have not taken part, do take part. If you're listening on my Instagram, go to my link that's in my biography and you'll be able to trace back to my Just Giving page. For those of you on my Facebook page, I will share with you in the chat the links to it. And I pray that Allah opens your heart towards it. Allahumma ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for all of us to find a path to truth and a path to righteousness. Allahumma ameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those whose good deeds are accepted in this life and accepted in the next. Allahumma ameen. We ask you, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, to bless us with good in this life and good in the next life, and to protect us from the sins that we have brought into this world. Ya Akram al-Akrameen. Ya Wali al-Mustadafeen. O Allah, assist us against our own selves, Ya Allah. O Allah, protect us from sins, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, grant us the ability to be accepted and that you have made qabool for our actions in this month of Ramadan. Allahumma taqabbal siyamana wa qiyamana wa ruku'ana wa sujudana, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. O Allah, make easy all of our affairs. Bifadlika, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. For those of you who have missed our dua of Laylatul Qadr, it's found on my social media pages on our Facebook and YouTube, inshallah. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us success and acceptance. Wa salli allahumma wa sallim wa zid wa barik ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wassalamu alaykum.